Lack labiche, the mathematical chances for a playoff spot just didn't add up for the Portage College Voyagers. The team dropped two must-win games to the SAIT Trojans over the weekend. The losses, 9-2 on Friday night and 6-2 on Saturday, came on the heels of a hopeful comeback for the Voyagers after they won their first regular season game of the year a week earlier against the league-leading Concordia Thunder. That win's 2 points put the Voyagers just 4 points behind the Briarcrest Clippers and the sixth and final playoff spot of the seven-team Alberta Colleges Athletic Conference League. To snag the last spot, Portage had to win both of their games, and Briarcrest had to lose theirs for the Cinderella story to work out. Friday night's 9-2 loss to SAIT closed the book on any fairy tale ending for the Voyagers. The game also halted a four-game streak where the Voyagers had scored the opening goal. In the first of the two away games, the Trojans blasted 53 shots into the Portage netminding duo of Jacob Nijiko and Luke Hall over the course of the game. With 43 shots on net and the team down 7-1 after two periods, Nijiko was replaced by Hall for the last 20 minutes of the game. While the pucks behind the Portage goalies were showing results for SAIT's offense, the pucks in front of the Voyager netminders weren't generating the same opportunities for the Portage forwards. The Voyagers tallied just 26 shots on the relatively unchallenged Trojan netminder. Top scorer, although their offense wasn't generating a lot of impact for the Voyagers, there was a bright spot in the night's scoring. Braden Dale scored the first of the two Voyager goals at the midway point of the first period, his sixth goal of the season, putting him in tie for the fourth-place overall scoring leader in the ACAC this season. The Voyagers' second goal was scored by Logan Spence on a power play effort at the midpoint of the final period. Saturday game offered much of the same for the Voyagers, who struggled on the offense, notching just 25 attempts on the SAIT net, while their opponents hammered more than 50. Voyagers forward Isaac Barr scored both of his team's goals. Going into the weekend games, SAIT was in fourth place in the ACAC division, winning 6 of their 14 regular season games, and already securing them a place in the league playdowns. Prior to the weekend games, and coming off their first regulation time win, Voyagers coach Kevin McClellan said he had seen improvements in his team over the last games. He's had also seen more of his team in general. We've had 4 or 5 of our best guys out, and we had some guys with COVID, so when you take key guys out of your lineup, it's always difficult, especially in a league of this caliber, he said on the team's post-game online game summary, following the February 18 win over Concordia. But tonight was the night we had everybody that we wanted in the lineup. Rematch and midweek losses. In a rare midweek game last Tuesday, the Voyagers scored first, but couldn't keep the lead, losing to the Augustana University Vikings 5-3 at the Encana Arena in Camrose. The win for Augustana nudged them into fifth place overall with 10 points on the season. The ACAC playoff first round begins on March 4, where the sixth-place team, Briarcrest, faces off in a best-of-three series against the league's third-place team, Red Deer Polytechnic. Lakeland this week will have a follow-up on the Voyager season and what's in store for the team in the offseason. With Files, Rama Dalmar.